In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Those marked with Christ's cross have been thrown into prison. The wild beasts crucified, burned alive, and put to death in countless other ways. You still fight and struggle against the desires of your flesh, against sin itself. To aid you in your fight, that you would remain steadfast in Him, Jesus gives His word, baptism, absolution, and the Holy Communion, to join Himself to you. He places the good confession upon your lips. He also surrounds you with a great cloud of witnesses, those great theologians, martyrs, and confessors of old, those whose names are known only to Christ Himself, those whose names will be read yet on Sunday morning. But they all, from the greatest to the least, at least in the reckoning of the eyes of men, are all examples of virtuous and godly living given you by Jesus Himself. Through them, He shows you how to live, confess, and yes, even sometimes die in this evil and hostile world as one baptized and nourished in His body and blood. Blessed are the saints of God in Christ, of all times and places. Poor in spirit, they trusted not in themselves or in their works or in their own righteousness. They trusted in Jesus alone, in His death and resurrection. In Him, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Assaulted by the devil, they mourned as they struggled with the weakness of frail flesh. Tempted, they clung all the more fervently to Jesus, to His word and holy sacraments. They were not overcome. Now they're comforted in the bosom of Jesus, their tears dried by Him as they await their own resurrection. Meek and gentle, they were beaten, put to death, mocked and abused. Yet like Christ their Lord, they did not repay evil for evil. They treated their persecutors kindly and forgave them. They shall dwell eternally with Jesus in their own bodies, in the new heaven and new earth. They hungered and thirsted for righteousness. Nothing the devil offered could sway them. The things of this life did not satisfy. They desired to keep God's holy law, yes. But they also desired the crucified Jesus who comes in His word and sacraments. They were satisfied in the eating and drinking, and are satisfied even now in the perfection of His nearer presence. Merciful, they offered no violence, though abused and put to death. They forgave freely because God had first been merciful to them in the suffering and death of Jesus. They are pure in heart by Jesus alone. Their robes are washed white in His blood. He gives them His righteousness. Because they saw God in the bread and wine, they now rejoice in His near presence. Peacemakers. They forgave the sins committed against them. In their suffering, they pointed all the more to the source of all sufficiency, Jesus Christ. They pointed to His death and resurrection, to His word and sacraments, for Jesus is Himself peace incarnate. In Him, they are the very children of God. They confessed Jesus as Lord before a hateful world and suffered for it. They were persecuted for the sake of righteousness. But their trust and confidence remained Jesus. He has overcome the world to bestow upon them the kingdom of heaven. They were reviled and persecuted and had all kinds of evil uttered against them for Jesus' sake. Hated, because Jesus rescued them from the clutches of the devil. Abused, because He called them out of a dying world. Yet their reward is great in heaven. They are in the presence of the eternal God, chanting the praises of the Lamb who was slain. Blessed are the saints, for blessed is Jesus Christ. He's the one truly poor in spirit, who leapt down from his heavenly throne to win for you the kingdom of heaven. He mourned even as he bore your sins to the holy cross. Risen and ascended on high, Jesus now comforts you. He meekly endured all, even death, to give you a new world without end. Jesus hungered and thirsted for righteousness, satisfied only by earning all righteousness in his atoning sacrifice. He shows mercy to those who nailed him to the tree and ushers the penitent into heaven. Pure of heart, Jesus makes you to now see God. The peacemaker who reconciles you to his Father in his blood, Jesus the Son of God, makes you to be his own dear child and institutes for you the washing and feast of peace. Persecuted even unto the death of the cross, the righteousness of Jesus now rests upon you. For he, greatest of the prophets, is the one whom they foreshadowed. He is the first of the martyrs who find their strength in him. He is the strength of the weak, comfort for those who mourn, and peace for those who suffer. More than that, though, Jesus is Almighty and Eternal God himself, the Savior, come in flesh for this pain. Blessed then are you and all who are redeemed by Jesus the crucified. Jesus gives to you, as he gave to the saints of old, making you to be as they are. You are baptized with the same baptism and fed the same Holy Communion. The only difference between you and they is that they're the saints triumphant, at rest, while you're still the saints militant. You still fight and struggle. You're still persecuted, mocked, and abused. Your flesh is still weak and easily deceived by the devil. You feebly struggle. They in glory shine. So when the devil rises against you and the world rages, when you're overcome by anger, fear, and doubt, by loneliness and sadness, flee to where the saints before you found refuge and strength, to where they found comfort. Flee to Jesus Christ. Flee to where he is for you, his word and holy sacraments. You are sealed as Jesus' own on your forehead in holy baptism, washed immaculately white in his blood, joined to him in his body and blood, guaranteed to burst forth from your grave alive in your own body on the last day. Nothing can snatch you from Jesus. You are redeemed, and your sins are forgiven. Though it is little noted on earth and in this life, your fight and struggle in this life against sin and temptation is noted by the holy angels and by the saints who've already gone to their reward. You are blessed and honored. Jesus is with you. He's neither ashamed of you nor gives up on you. He loves you. And because there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, you are united with all who have preceded you in the faith, even your own departed loved ones. There is only one holy Catholic and apostolic church, only one body of Christ. And in the Holy Communion, the veil between heaven and earth is parted. What St. John saw in a vision is yours now in the sacrament. As he comes in his body and blood, Jesus comes with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, reuniting you with your faithful departed. This is why you don't grieve as those with no hope. Jesus lives. Your dearly departed are not dead, but alive. For they are washed in his blood, and fed with his living and glorified flesh and blood. They have not been taken from you forever. In the Holy Communion, Jesus reunites you with them more closely and intimately than you could ever hope to find in the cemetery, or even in the memories of your own heart. But say perhaps you mourn for no one. Fine. Maybe you feel the weight only of your sin and the burdens of this world. And you come too to the Holy Communion. For here Jesus relieves you and grants you peace, surrounding you with a great cloud of witnesses. For the church is a Eucharistic reality found in and built upon the risen body and blood of Jesus. His body and blood is food for soldiers, sustenance for the blessed, the foretaste of heaven. Eat, drink, and you will be satisfied. No matter how persecuted and dying his church appears on earth, in Jesus you will not be overcome. Here for you in his body and blood is reprieve and rest from whatever troubles you. But the day is quickly coming when you will be raised from the grave. Your body and those of all the saints will be perfected and glorified like unto Jesus' body. What St. John saw in a vision, and what you have now in the Holy Communion, will be fulfilled eternally as you and every saint who has ever lived gather physically around the throne of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. So sing with all the saints in glory. Your heart will be brave, your arms strong, for your victorious captain beckons you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who are weary with the battle and struggle. The King of glory passes on his way, in his body and blood calling you blessed. And so you are. Blessed also then are the dead who die in the Lord, for his name is upon you. His body and blood are for you and in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus, who will raise you up on the last day. Glorious indeed is the Lord Jesus with his angels and saints. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen.